getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back again for another week of great old-time music. A lot of polkas ready here. We always get a waltz in there. Not always, but I promise. You never know, though. But, hey, glad to have you along with for another show. Things have really turned around since last week's show. I'm telling you, if you remember last week, I was complaining that it was freezing in here. The furnace had gone out. The boiler thing was no longer making things hot. Well, they fixed that all right. Let me see this. Hang on. Let me go look at the thermometer. Let me look at this. It is... It's 79 in the studio. Last show I did, it was 54. Quite a temperature swing. I guess they got that sucker fixed. But anyway, here we are with another edition of the Oompa Hour. Let's just get it rolling, shall we? Oh, by the way, if you know somebody who celebrated a birthday in the last year, I do have the Happy Birthday Wishes polka we're going to play in the show today. That, you know, we just play for anybody who might be happening to have a birthday and how much leeway you want to allow on either side of that birthday in relation to when we happen to play the song is up to you. But anyway, Lil Richard and his All-Stars will start us out. This is called the Cadillac Polka. Richard and his Polka All-Stars, the Cadillac Polka. They didn't sing a word about Cadillacs in there. Probably easier to get away with it. And it's not Little Richard as in Tutti Frutti Hey Rudy, which was a rock and roll song, but it's Little Richard, not Little Richard. Different people. Anyway, here we are in the midst of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us for another week. It's old-time oldies because all old-time music, but it's old-time music. We don't play any digital stuff, no CDs, no MP3s or any of that. Everything here on the show here is an actual phonograph record on the Oompa Hour. Makes them all sound all the more authentic. They have a little patina to them, you know what I mean? The Michigan Cavaliers over here in turntable number two and are ready to go. This is called Polka Music is Here to Stay. Thank you.
and kick out the jams out. Polka music is here to stay. Step in, kick out the jams out. Polka music is here to stay. When you're home, feel down and out. Jump up, let out a shout. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. Let's be happy and gay. Polka music is here to stay. All of the best. Think of all of these words. Love, peace, happiness your way. Polka music is here to stay. Love, peace, happiness your way. And polka music is here to stay.
There you have it, Michigan Cavaliers. Polka music is here to stay, and obviously, because I think I read somewhere, and I'm, you know, I could be wrong, but it seems to me I read somewhere that virtually everybody in their ethnic background has polka music. No matter what your ethnicity happens to be, if you go back far enough, there is polka music in it somewhere. So, hey, it is here to stay because it's been hundreds of years and we've all got polka music going on. All right, now, if you were to go to the average guy's house where he's accumulated some polka records, and I know that includes a lot of you, you always seem to stumble into some records, 45s or LPs, by the moms and dads. The moms and dads were from, it'll come to me, Washington? Does that sound, the moms and dads, Washington. I think so. Spokane, Washington. Anyway, they made a bunch of records, and you just can't not run into them when you're looking at old-time music. It seems like they're in everywhere. And Quentin Ratliff was one of the performers with the Moms and Dads, played saxophone, and this particular record happens to be the Moms and Dads, but features Quentin Ratliff and his sax, and oh, those skirts!
Thank you.
sells many skirts. Yeah, they didn't sing it, but you knew the words, didn't you? Moms and Dads with Quentin Ratliff on the saxophone here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning the old-timer records like we do every week. John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman coming up. As long as we're talking about Wisconsin, we could talk about Superior, and we could talk about the World of Accordions Museum. See how I slipped the commercial right in on you there? Because you're going to be thinking about traveling. The season is coming up on us here. Maybe you're going to head towards Superior, Wisconsin. Great place there, Duluth, Superior area. Catch the Highway 61 up the beautiful north shore of Lake Superior. Very scenic place. But you could start at Superior at a World of Accordions Museum. Yes, you could. 1,400 accordions, give or take. I don't know if the number varies, you know, like if they take one out and put in a different one every now and then or what the deal is. But they're all on display for your amazement. They, of course, have all sorts of research materials, memorabilia, documentation, history, all that good stuff to go along with the instruments and the history of the music. They have a beautiful concert hall. We get into the nice weather here. They have a busy schedule. They always have stuff going on, concerts and jam sessions and outdoor concerts and events. They have workshops. They have the world's, I think it's the world's only accordion and concertina repair and technician school at a World of Accordions Museum. Check it out, all the information online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. Check it out. They got pictures. They got a gift shop. You can see a lot of it online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find it. I remember Stan Kenton, a jazz man, big in the 40s, 50s, 60s. I got a bunch of Stan Kenton records. He had a big hit called Artistry and Rhythm. And this is John Check and his Wisconsin Dutchman. I don't know if it was intended to be a takeoff on Stan Kenton or what. This is called Artistry in Polka. That is Artistry in Polka, John Check and his Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that if you knew somebody having a birthday, near enough that this could count as their birthday song, because you can't play it every week, you know, for anyone who had a birthday that week, because you get really tired of it after a while. But I thought it's high time that I threw in the birthday song. This is the Happy Birthday Wishes Polka from Casey Sawirski's orchestra.
happy, happy birthday to you today. May your day be happy and very gay. Happy, happy birthday to you today. Our best wishes go out to you this day. Happy birthday, happy birthday, and many happy returns. Happy birthday, happy birthday, best wishes for you this day. Happy birthday to you today. May your candles burn bright throughout the day. Happy, happy birthday to you today. May the good Lord grant your wishes each day. Happy birthday, and many happy returns. Happy birthday, best wishes for you this day.
Casey Sawirski's orchestra, happy birthday wishes polka. So happy birthday to anybody listening to the show this week who has ever had a birthday, no matter when it was. If it was last week or last year, or even if you only have a birthday every 4 years, you know, if you're one of those leap year people that skips over you, there you get kind of gypped. Boy, I don't know. What do you do when that happens? Have your birthday on March 1st? I don't know. It's ridiculous. Lollapalooza is what it says on this next record. Johnny Pecan and his orchestra. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra there, Lollapalooza. Was that not an ice cream special somewhere? like at a Dairy Queen or a Bridgman's or something. It just seems to me that that was an ice cream thing. Anyway, Johnny Pecan, the orchestra with Lou Trebar on accordion and vocal by Nettie Pecan. So there you go. Got to give you all the information when the opportunity presents itself. Happy Louie next with a song everybody knows. There, as soon as you hear the first two notes of this one, remember that old show, Name That Tune, where they'd give you some really obscure hint on a song, and then the two people would battle it out. I could name that song in seven notes. And the other one would say, well, I could name that song in five notes. And see, if you knew the song because you knew the answer based on the obscure trivia they gave you, I can name that song in one note. And then they play it and they go, dunt. And then somebody says, oh, that's the Peanuts Polka. Well, that's what happens with the Peanuts Polka. You get a couple notes into it. No matter which band is doing it, you immediately recognize the song. This happens to be Happy Louie and his polka band with their version of the Peanuts Polka. Happy Louie and his polka band there, Peanuts Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. If you remember last week, I know I always talk about the weather, because, of course, we're here in northern Minnesota, and a lot of you are listening all over the country. In fact, we picked up another station over the last week in Pennsylvania. I can't remember where it is in Pennsylvania. Someplace weird like Golden Meadow or Blushing Meadow or Meadows Shy. Anyway, welcome aboard to another station in Pennsylvania. But I know we got some of you there listening in Florida to the Yumpa Hour. Right now, there's people in Florida listening to the Yumpa Hour. There's people down by Austin, Texas listening to the Yumpa Hour. There's people in San Francisco listening to the Yumpa Hour. It's amazing. Polka is a universal language across the entire country, man. And over the last week, here in northern Minnesota, where we produce the show every week, we got dumped on with like 6 to 8 inches of snow, which fortunately most of it's melted now because we were followed up with 40-some degrees. There's still big mountains of it everywhere, but the streets are all clear and everything. And I'm thinking, phew, maybe we're finally done with it. And as I'm sitting here, we get an update from our sheriff's department, from the sheriff's office. You want me to read it to you? This is what just came in as we're doing the Yumpa Hour. So keep in mind now, depending on when you're hearing the show, this is already past and I'm already shoveling again. because different stations play this on different times and it's only a weekly show. Here's what it says. An Alberta Clipper system will make its way through the region Friday evening and Saturday morning, which will bring a quick burst of heavy snowfall to portions of northeast Minnesota and much of northwest Wisconsin. A swath of 5 to 9 inches of snow will be possible during this time period, which will lead to hazardous travel conditions with snow-covered roads and blowing snow due to gusty north winds. A winter storm watch has been issued. Expect between 5 to 9 inches of snow, winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with blowing snow and snow-covered roads with hazardous travel. Yeah. Now, depending which weather map and which forecaster you look at, because it says the location of the axis of the heavy snow could still change depending on the track of the storm. And it looks like it may go just south of Oompa Hour headquarters. So we will see. And, of course, everybody just assumes we're going to get it no matter what, and we don't always. But, man, I've not taken the plow off the new plow truck, which we have yet to use yet this year because we bought it so late in the year. I may turn up needing it yet, so we'll see. Do you remember the TV show Laugh-In? You got to be an old-timer. At least you got to be over like 50 to remember Laugh-In. I remember Laugh-In. They brought us phrases like, you bet your sweet bippy. And back then, a polka band called The Naturals thought, well, wouldn't it be natural of us to do a song called The Sweet Bippy Polka? And of course, I would play it.
With freckles on her bippy, the men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy.
Bippy's Bippy, yeah, the Sweet Bippy Polka, The Naturals, featuring Whitey on vocals, by the way. I do not think it's the same Whitey who was Beaver's best friend on Leave It to Beaver. I think it's a different guy entirely. Ted Bonk and the orchestra next. This is called At the Fair. Well, there you have it. Ted Bonk and the orchestra and the At the Fair polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. In this modern, technologically advanced world, there are many ways to do it. As soon as I can find my note here where I wrote down those many ways, I'll tell you about them. You could call or text. How about that? Area code 218-259-2985. If you'd like to make a request or dedication, or you have a question, or you're looking for a song or whatever, area code 218-259-2985. Or you can email us. That's easy, too. It's oompahour at AOL.com. All small letters, all smushed together, no spaces. Oompahour at AOL.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompahour. All those ways will do the job for you. Now, As you're listening to this show, it is not the same week in which I am doing it, because I do it at the end of the week before the week you hear it. But anyway, this week is baseball, opening of baseball season. So as you're listening to this, last week was the opening of baseball season, which gives me an excuse to play one of many baseball-themed old-time records. Marv Masterman and his orchestra from here in Minnesota. Of course, in Minnesota, we have to be fans of the Minnesota Twins. It's a requirement to live here, actually. And so we have the Wind Twins polka. If you take the Twins, Minnesota Twins theme song, and you give it to an old-time band leader, and you mix in a little bit of that old ball game stuff, and the next thing you know, you wind up with a pretty nice polka record for the Minnesota Twins.
We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball score. Crack out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Oh, we'll root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Twins Polka, Marv Masterman of the orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, coming to you from Minnesota, home of the Minnesota Twins, by golly. So there you have it, anyway. You got to play that when we have the beginning of baseball season like we had last week. So there you go. Now, we always try to get a waltz into every show. So dancers who have been waiting for the waltz, get ready, because we have it for you next. And oddly enough, one of those rare moments when not only do we have a waltz, but it will be sung in Polish today. So I don't know what he's saying. Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones, and Eddie himself is doing the singing on this one. I Wish I Was a Rich Boy Waltz. It's Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones. Dancers, if you're ready.
Żałował. Ja bym wszystkim pannom presenti cu povau. Povau bim panno, povau menjato, povau bim tovo, cu povau i papo. Panno bim cu povau, perfume i ruže, żeby ładnie pachli. Miały ładne buzie, żadkom bym dawał, co dzień czekoladki. Lubię słodkie żony, lubię dobre matki. Bom bym kupował przepiękne błyszczotki, żeby pocieszyć te biedne sierotki. Panno bym kupował perfumy i róże, żeby ładnie pachli, miały ładne buzie.
I wish I was a rich boy waltz. Eddie Blazonczyk and his Versatones. Eddie himself doing the singing on that one. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. You know, I always tell you, when on this show, we always play records. And every now and then you do hit one kind of fuzzy. We even have one skip on a rare occasion. It'll happen now and then. Joe Feithorn and the Invictas is our next group up. And this record's a little fuzzy around the edges. I think it's cool that they're named Invictas. Isn't that a Buick? Wasn't there a Buick Invicta? I think there was. Anyway, here they are. This is the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka.
We'll be right back.
right, there you go, Joe Feithorn and the Evictas there. Happy-go-lucky polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldie show spinning the records here like we do every week. Glad you're along with us again and hoping the snow misses us. I'll report next week whether or not we get the snow. Because I know you'll all be sitting on pins and needles wondering. Every time I grab this Don Peachy record, I always go to play the other side, and I think, no, I like this side better, so the other side never gets played. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this side, and then I'm going to set the record aside for next week to play the other side. Don Peachy and his orchestra, She Don't Wanna.
Just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kinda friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Gee, what we couldn't do, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
They have Don Peachy and his orchestra, She Don't Wanna, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. The other side is the Jolly Musician's Polka, which is what I intended to play, but then I always see She Don't Wanna on the other side, and I play the other side, so I'm going to set the Jolly Musician's Polka aside, and we'll play the flip side of that record next week. How does that sound? Does that sound reasonable? I sure hope so. What do we have here? Kenny Bass and the orchestra. This is the orchestra, not the polka poppers, which confuses me. Anyway, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Most bands do it as a waltz, but not Kenny Bass. No, they do it as a polka.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. Thank you.
glow, I see her blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
There you go, Kenny Bass and the orchestra. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I think we have a few more songs we can squeak into the show here in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, a couple more tunes anyway, at least, huh? Here in the Oompa Hour this week. I think we get away with that here. Let's see what we can come up with. Marion Lush over here on turntable number one. And a fitting title, too. Simply called Beer, Beer, Beer.
Fellas have many problems. Why not get drunk for a year? Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have.
Get drunk for a year. Let's think about this sincerely and drink a toast to good cheer.
Yeah.
beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have another beer. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have a beer right here. Beer, beer, beer. Let's all have another beer.
There's Marion Lush and the boys there. Beer, beer, beer here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show as we're getting ready to wrap this sucker up. We are indeed. I look at the clock, and the clock says, one more record, bucko, and you're out of time. So I think we're going to do that. Remember a big hit? I wish I could tell you the year. Like in 59 or 60, maybe I could be wrong, by a group called the Stringalongs. They had a big hit record called Wheels. It's a cute little instrumental song. Well, Johnny Stavins and his orchestra took that cute little song, Wheels, and they did it up old-time style, and this is it right here.
Hold on, hold on. Here we go.
Johnny Stavins and his orchestra there, and Wheels. And, of course, the Stringalongs version didn't have all that whooping and all those exciting sound effects in it either back in the good old days. But it was a big hit for him anyway. And there you have it this week. That's the way we do it on the Oompa Hour. You know, that sometimes I'm just amazed, though, when I look at the clock, then it's telling me that's the last record for the week. I mean, holy cow, time goes by fast. And in the meantime, the sunshine's gone, the clouds are back, maybe the storm's coming. I'll tell you next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museums, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it again next time. A week from now. Yeah, in the meantime, stay happy, everybody.